We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. We learned that in order for a house to be Chayiv in an Erev, it has to be a base Dira, a Makam Dira. What does a Makam Dira mean? So it's Machlekes. According to Rav, a Makam Dira is Makam Pita, where you eat, and Shmuel says the Makam Dira is where you sleep. Meisve. When I ask a kasha, and this kasha is from Eruvei Tchuma, Meisve. Harayim, the shepherds, by Kaitzim, these are the people who are out in the field drawing figs. Vaborganin, these are people who live in huts. And Rashi in Masechta Sukkah says that the Shemrei ear. Vishemrei Peiris, and people who watch the Peiris. Vizman Shadarkam Lolum Be'ir, when they sleep in the city, they come every night back to the city to sleep. Harayim Ganja ear. So regarding Tchumim, they're like people from the ear, and therefore the whole city is like 4 Amos, and they get 2,000 Amos out of the city. Vizman Shadarkam Lolum Be'sada, when the derech is, they sleep in the field, so then that is where their Tchum Shabbos starts, and they get 2,000 Amos each way. You get 2,000 Amos each way from their place in the field. Yeshem Apayim L'choruach, the 2,000 Amos to each direction. So what do you see from this price? Rashi explains that these people, they don't eat, they don't have food over there, so they eat in the city. But since they sleep in the Sada, the halacha is the tchum is from the Sada. So what you see in this price is everything goes with the sleeping. Because if you sleep in the city, harein kan she'ir. If you sleep in the field, then you're like, that's where your tchum is right there. So you see, you go bas alina, and now bas apiti. So you go bas sleeping. It's a kasha rav. It's a raya the Shmuel. So Gemara answers. Rav says, I agree over there. Why? Hosam anan sadi di mamtulo rifta hosam tvei nichelu. It's an ansadi that since they have to be there the whole day in the field, if you would bring food there, they would definitely be happy. So that's really their makam. They don't have food there, they have to go back to the city for food. But if that's where they had food, they would be there. Therefore, that even Rav will agree, that's their ikka makam dira, because that's where they want to be. They don't have food there, but that's where they want to be. Rav Yosef, l'shmila ha-shmaitza. Again, we had a bunch of times already in Masechta Erev, and Rav Yosef got sick, unfortunately, and he forgot his learning. And he said, I never heard this Shmaitza of Rav, that Rav says, that Mokim Pita Gurim. I never heard this. Omalei, Abaya, At Amos Nalei, Vahom Amos Nalei. Says, you told it to us, and you told it to us on this. That Rav holds, that Mokim Pita Gurim. What did you tell it to us on? On our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, Ha'achim Shoya Oichlim Al Shulchan Aviyim. You have brothers who were eating from the father's table, on the father's table it sounds like, that means they have in the chatzos five houses for four of the children, and they all eat in the father's house. The halacha is that tzrichin erev v'chol echavecha, you need an erev for each one, because since they sleep at home, so you need an erev for each one of the sons. V'amrinan lach, and you told us, we told you, Shvamina, Makam Lina Garim, you see from here, we told you, Lukhari, you see from here, Lina Garim, the Iker, Rabbi told, or Yosef, that we, Tamidim, told you, you see from here, you go bust sleeping from this Mishnah. But Amrit Lon, you told us, Allah, Amrit Yudam Rav, Makabli Prashanu. Rav, who holds Makam Pita Garim, answers that the reason why over here you need an Erev is because they didn't eat by the father's table. They got money from the father. And therefore, even according to Rav, you go bust to sleeping when you're eating, because they're eating in the place they're sleeping. They just got money from the father. It has certain dinim, like we saw in the Mishnah, that they are attached to the father to a certain extent. But they still need an Erev if there's other people here, or if the Erev is being put somewhere else. The halach is that you need it on five Eruvim. But this is where Rav Yosef brought down the halach of Rav, that holds that Mokim Pita Gurim, therefore he says in the Mishnah, but Mekabli Prashanu, because if they ate in the father's house, that would make it them one, because everything goes basa, the eating, that's according to Rav, according to Shmuel and Mokim Lina. Tana Rabbana. So now, till now we discussed a father and his children, and just to chaz over what the Mishnah says, by a father and children is, a father and children, the halacha is, that they all sleep at home and they all eat at home, they just get money from their father. The halacha is that they make a separate erev, but there are exceptions that if there is no other diur, no one else lives in the chatzar, or the erev comes to them, the halacha is that they don't need a five eruvim. That's the halacha. So they are one to a certain extent, but not completely one. Tana Rabbanan, Mishi Yesh Lo Yichamish Nashim Mekabes Prasim Baleim. If someone has five wives and they all get money from their husbands and they eat in their own home. Or v'chamisha avad mekam pras merabeim. Or he has five servants and they all also they sleep at their own house and they eat from their master. They get money from the master to buy food or get the food from the master's house and bring it home. So what's the halacha here? So here also, the Rebbe and Peretz speaks out, we're talking about a case where there was no other diurim in the chatzah. So Rabbi Yehuda Bava Matir, by Noshim, he holds you do not need another Erev. Why? They're similar to a Ben Eitzel Aviv, like a son Eitzel his father. And here, since the Mekabli Press, and they're attached to their husband, and they're Meshuvah to the husband, so they're all considered one. But by Avadim, this man the Yama holds, Ein Rashi says, Einim Shachem Acharav. They're not so much one with their master. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says the opposite. Mateh ba'avodim, v'oise b'noshim. Yoza avodim is more one than wives. Omer Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says by avodim is mamash one. D'chsev, Daniel b'sra malka. It says in the Pasuk that anywhere Daniel was, we consider him, he's ki'ilu in the Shar HaMelech. He's ki'ilu by the door of the palace. So you see that a servant, someone who works for the king or a servant, is like he's there the whole time, is very much one with the master. So upon him, so he already covered Ben Eitzel Aviv, Isha with her husband, and Avadim. So Gemara recaps. Pshita, Ben Eitzel Aviv Kedamar. Galach is Ben Eitzel Aviv, like we learned in our Mishnah, that if it's Mekabli Pras, and there's no other Durim in this Chatz, no one else lives in the Chatz besides for them, you do not need an Erev. If there's other people here, you need five Eruvim. Isha Eitzel Baila, Ve'evet Eitzel Rabbi. Pluk to the Rav Yudim and Peseru, Rav Yudim and Bava, we just learned that. Isha Eitzel Baila, and Ve'evet Eitzel Rabbi is Mechleikas. What about Talmud Eitzel Rabbi? What's the halacha of a Talmud Eitzel his Rebbe? Mat Toshma the Rav be Rav Chia Omar Eino Tzrichin La'arev. When Rav learned by the Yeshiva Rav Chia, he says Eino Tzrichin La'arev. Don't do Erev. Shereno Soimchim Al Shulchanu Shel Rav Chia. We are Soimich on the Shulchan of Rav Chia. We're getting food from the Rebbe, even though we're eating it in our own rooms, in our own places. Still, since we're Soimich Al Shulchanu Shel Rav Chia, we're considered one. And if the Erev comes to us, or we have no other Durim, we don't need an Erev. Rav Chia also says Bei Rebbe Amar. When I learned by Rebbe, Eino Tzrichin La'arev. Shereno Soimich Al Shulchanu Shel Rav Chia. When he learned by Rebbe, he said, we don't need an Erev because we are Samech on Shulchan of Rabbi. So like upon him comes out that a Ben Eitzel Avim and Tam Eitzel Rabbi are the same thing, and Isha Eitzel Baila and Eved Eitzel his master is Machlekes. So Abaya asked the question to Rabbi, which is really referring to Braisa. Rashi says he didn't notice Braisa. Chamisha Shagavu is a Ruvoid. When five people live in one Chatzah, Chatzah A, they collect the Erev, and now they are one. But now they want to attach themselves to Chatzar B. So they have to make Erev Chatzar B. So Kshemalichim is Eruv L'makam Achar. Erev Echad L'kulam. Could one of those five people make an Erev for everyone else? Or every single person of those five have to give some bread to make Erev in the Chatzar B. That was a question. And we learned with Abrais before that one's enough. We learned a few times in Mesechus Erev like that. But he noticed Abrais, Rashi says. So Amalei, so Rabbi answers, Erev Echad L'kulam. It's one Erev is enough for everyone. Frank the Gemara, Vaha Achim, the Chigavu Damu, Victorian Truch Erev Chalach Vachad. So his kasha is that by the Ben Eitzel Aviv, the brothers, they're like one, because they're getting Makabal Pras from the father. So why Taka? They need an Erev for every one. So our answer is something that we know also. How come I skin going to Ika Durim Bayadayu? The case of our mission is that besides for the five sons living with their father in the Chatzah, there are other people living here. The Migu, the Hani Asri, since those people Aser, they require Erev, Hainami Asri, they also Aser. Hokinam Mistabra, it's Takam Mistabra that Pshat, because basically refers to Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, the Tani says in our Mishnah, Amosai, when do you say you need an Erev? Is Manch Melichem, is a Ruven Makam Acha, when you bring an Erev somewhere else, a different house. On my Ruven Ba'aslam, if the Erev came to their house, to the father's house, to their house, Oish Ain Durim Ma'am Machatu, or no other Durim in the Chatzah, Ain Tzrichin La'arev. You don't have to make A Erev, Shema Mina. You see from here that without talking about there's other people here, because it's the first Mishnah, there's no other Urim, Itaka don't need an Erev. So again, Ben Eitzel Aviv is one to a certain extent, and that was a Abaye's question. Avivite, you say that Echad makes Erev a Kulon, so why over here do you need five Erevin? They're all one. So the answer is there was other Urim here in the Chatzah, there's a Migu, and makes them need an Erev. So basically, a Ben Eitzel Aviv is not exactly like Erev, but it's the next best thing. And the nafkmina is, if there's other Durim here, that makes a problem. Shmami not. We have talmidim in the yeshiva, and they eat. They have in like out in the field. They have a building there, a dining room there, and that's what they eat. But also baisi bei rav. They go sleep in the beis medrash. In the beis medrash, there's a dorm, and that's where they sleep. It's within 2,000 amos of each other, so they sleep in the dorm, and which is the beis medrash. But they eat in the. They don't have a dining room there. They eat in the dining room 2,000 amos away, less 2,000 amos away. So where's their tchum shabbos? Is their tchum shabbos in their place where they sleep or the place where they eat? Ki mashchinu tchum bei rav. Do you count it from the beis medrash where they sleep? Or you measure from the dining room. Where's the ikar place? Amalei, mashchinu bei rav. You count from the beis medrash. That's where they sleep. What happens if someone puts his eruv, puts his bread, or any food in a certain place, and he goes back home and sleeps at home? Where's his eruv? You count from his food. So all of a sudden here, you don't count. How can it be worse than eruv? You make an eruv somewhere, you put food there, that's where you count the eruv. Here, you're eating there. How can it be worse than eruv? Here, you go back where you're sleeping? So Gemara says, it's not a dimdin. So the Gemara, Bahi an ansadi, uvahado an ansadi. Each one has an ansadi saying opposite things. Bahi an ansadi, by the case of making Erev, there's an ansadi, the Mr. Hossam Nichlei, he wants to walk 4,000 amas away. He puts his bread 2,000 amas away. If he can make himself a house there, like in an hour, he'll put himself a house there and sleep there. He's in the house there, he goes back home to sleep. But he wants his place to be there. Uvado, here by the yeshiva, Anan Sadi, the Maestro Rutte Rav, Nichlu Tvei. If he gets his meals in his dorm where he sleeps, where his marriage is, of course he would like it there. There's no dining room there, he has to go away. So there's Anan Sadi, he wants to be there. So the bottom line is, there's Anan Sadi, even though you eat somewhere else, if you're Anan Sadi, you want to be here, that makes your Erev in that spot. Boye Rama Chamram Chista. Rama Chista asks three different questions. Three different shilas, which some of them we should have known first. So, by Rami Bacham of Rav Chista, Avu Benoy, a father and his child, or a Rav Tamidoy, it's Karabim Domi, and they need an Erev, or Kechidim Domi, or they're like one. And this not like have an Erev, this Rashi says means, Legabe Tuchatzeris Frim Mizu. We know it was Tuchatzeris, one in front of the other one. The halacha is that Drisus HaRegel. They walk through the Chitzayna, and that requires the Erev because they're walking through the Achrayna. And the halacha is, if they're Mutter B'mekoymoy, so then they don't Aser, their Drisus HaRegel, their rights of walking don't make it Aser into the Chitzayna. So here in the inside one, you have an Av Obanoy, or a Rav Tamide, the only ones living there. Are they called Mutteris B'mekoymoy or not? And we know that it is, but that's the question. Are they Mataris Mekoyim or not? Are they like a Rabim Dami and they're Asura or Yechidim? They're like one. Question number two. Tzrichin Erev or ain't Tzrichin Erev? Do you need Erev or not an Erev? And number three is Mavish Lamit Ulach Okaru or ain't Ulach Okaru? In order to have, we call it a Mavu, that you have a Kula, I can be Matar a Mavu with Ulach Okaru, the Mavu has to have two Chatzeres with two Batim, or two Batim for each Chatzer, it's Shiloh and Mara later on, or exactly what you need. We need two Chatzeres with two Batim pastures. The Ava Benoi are the only ones who live in this Mavi. Is that called two batim or not? Maybe it's one bais, because they're one. That's the three shilas. So Mara answers, on Malay, all three shilas. Tani Sua. Ava Benoi Rav Tamidoi, Bizmancha Inimam, the Mudurim, no one else living there, Harein Ki Yechidim, like one, and they call Regal Hamataris Mem Kaima. They're walking through, not Aser, why? Because they're Mutter Mem Kaima, they're Yechidim. They ain't Tzrichin La'ar, they're only there. But even though they're one, they're only the Erev, no other Durim here, still a Mavi Shalemdi to Lechel Kaira. The Mavi is considered a place of two Chatzeris. Because on Maisa, practically speaking, you have two Batim and two Chatzeris. I don't care if Punk they're one, because the halacha is that they're eating from the father, so they're one. That makes no difference. La Maisa, Akaponim, it's called one, it's called two Chatzeris. Adkan, the Shaila. Now, Taisa speaks out, Tema Lari, that this is a Mefarshim Mishnah. What was his question? The Mishnah says this. They have no other Durim here, they're Mutter. And if they're Mutter, they're Mutteris Mekoymoy. Maybe the Lechi Kaira is a good Shiloh, but the other two Shilohs are Mefarshim Mishnayis. So this is Taisa's Kasha on Rashi, and Taisa has a different shot because of that. Taisa says that we're talking about a case over here that he wasn't sure if I'm just talking about Makabli Pras or they Taka ate on the father's table. That was really the Shaila. That's what Tosis explains. That was really an Akudas of Shaila, and that's not so clear. Only Rav answered that our Mishnah is talking about that they took food from the father, not that they were eating on the father's table mamish. So the Mishnah itself is going to say, eating on the father's table mamish, says that was really the Akudas of Shaila. Is the Mishnah talking about they're eating mamish on the father's table, or they're just getting money from the father? That's how Tosis learns the Gemara of Shaila.